Daily Light, September the 14th, morning. I am he who comforts you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comforts, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are but dust. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. You, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Another helper, even the Spirit of Truth. And the Spirit helps us in our weakness. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. For the former things have passed away. I am he who comforts you. Isaiah 51:12. And 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Psalm 103:13-14. Isaiah 66:13. 1 Peter 5:7. Psalm 86:15. John 14:16-17. Romans 8:26. And Revelation 21:4. Daily Light, September the 14th, evening. You were called into the fellowship of his Son. He received honour and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Oh, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. If children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. These things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. As we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. You were called into fellowship of his Son. 1 Corinthians 1:9 and 2 Peter 1:17, John 3:1, Ephesians 5:1, Romans 8:17, Hebrews 1:3, Matthew 5:16, Hebrews 12:2, John 17:13, and 2 Corinthians 1:5.